Most workplaces around the country have slowed down for the Christmas break, but lawyers at community legal centres are busier now than at any other time of the year. They're dealing with a seasonal spike in family violence, as well as tenancy and workplace disputes, but say their services are so stretched, they're turning people away. Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
Redfern Legal Centre, this is Matthew speaking.
At this time of year, the phones hardly stop at the Redfern Legal Centre in inner Sydney.
I'm so sorry you had to wait so long, but I've got everything here now.
I guess it's always quite busy. It's always unpredictable. You never know what is going to come through the door or who's going to, you know, what issues you'll have on the phone. But it does tend to sort of get busier as the year comes to an end.
Jackie Swinburne is the centre's acting CEO.
I think you have people wanting to get everything finished by the end of the year. And that might be someone calling in their debts because they need the money for Christmas, or, you know, it might be landlords evicting people. So you do get these last-minute emergencies happening.
That pattern repeats itself at community legal centres around Australia, all 200 of them. They're stretched at the best of times. In some recent years, they've turned away more than 150,000 people. Joanna Fletcher is the chief executive of the Women's Legal Service Victoria. She says the sharp end of December also brings a spike in family law cases.
We do know from police stats that family violence increases over the Christmas period quite significantly. So that has a flow-on effect.
She says their caseload is about 1.5 times the norm at the moment.
If you don't have an on-the-spot service, which we're able to provide at the moment, but which we won't be able to provide after these cuts kick in, it's too late.
The cut she's referring to is a long-promised 30% drop in federal government funding. Dan Stubbs from the National Association of Community Legal Centres.
The federal government's planning to cut the community legal sector by 30%, which is actually only around $12 million a year. Not a huge amount of money in Commonwealth budget terms, but a very significant amount of funding for community legal centres, particularly when we look at the amount of assistance we can provide for that small amount of money.
Joanna Fletcher from the Women's Legal Service Victoria is warning that some people will have to go without help.
We think that we will need to stop that on-the-spot service at the courts, that duty lawyer service, and we will also probably need to stop our telephone advice line, which is the only advice line of its type that operates after hours in Victoria.
Dan Stubbs says as it is, they're not meeting the need.
Often we have to turn people away at this time of year, and that's a really awful thing to have to do. We are experiencing increasing demand in our services anyway, but next year we'll be even less able to respond to that demand.
Dan Stubbs from the National Association of Community Legal Centres, ending that report from Angela Lavoie-Pierre. And a statement from the Office of the Attorney General, George Brandis, says the government is providing more than $1.6 billion for the broader legal assistance sector in the 5 years to 2020. The statement also says the government has provided $45 million for frontline legal help for victims of family violence.